all these tests done in the next 2 weeks.
Thank you for holding. This is Tarnisha with the fraud department. Give me one moment as I get your account pulled up.
They have to postpone surgery. She don't have another opening for another 2 months. Guess who's smoking again? So I'm not smoking like I was, but
well, that's good.
Too much. I actually told my doctor to yesterday. Kind of smoking again.
All right, and can I get you to verify a shipping address for me, please?
Address is 109 West McKinley, Z1, Michigan 49464.
All right. And you were transferred over for fraud, correct?
Yes.
All right. Let's see.
The charge that was applied to my account was never authorized.
All right. So this is for a cooler. And you got billed the $56.95. All right. Okay, so did you at least place the order for the cooler? Or are
I did
you calling
not.
In from, okay, so you didn't do none of it. Not the $7.95,
nope.
Not the $56.95, none of it.
Nope.
Okay. All right, let's just verify some more information on the account. Can I get you to verify an email address for me, please?
KODASMOM2000@yahoo.com.
All right, and let me get you to verify a phone number for me, please.
616-633-2868.
All right, so it looks like all of the information match and is accurate with what we have on the account. Is it a possibility that someone else could have accidentally placed the order?
No.
Are you absolutely sure?
I am absolutely positive. Nobody else has access to my computer or my phone.
Okay. Could it be a possibility that you placed the order by accident?
No.
All right.
If I had placed the order, I would not be calling you.
Okay. All right. Being that all the information matches what we have online, what I can do is we have already got the account canceled for you. Now, I do want to let you know that we, once this call is over, we do send a copy of this call along with the account to your local police department for them to open their own investigation and be able to track down whomever used your car to place this order, okay? Is that something
mm-hmm.
that you're willing to go through on today?
Yep.
All right. Give me one moment. Let me get some notes on the account here.
Sorry, but when I pull up my account this morning and find out they've charged me $60 for something that I didn't authorize.
Not good at all.
So now I'm online or on hold with the fraud department.
All right, so I went ahead and refunded that account in full for you on today. Again, like
okay.
I said, the police will open their own investigation. I have sent over this copy along with the account as well, and they will prosecute whoever they do find use this card, okay? I do have
yep.
a confirmation number for you. Let me know when you're ready for it if you have not gotten one.
Go ahead.
It's going to be CS and Charlie. 260-229-825.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Allow that refund to the three business days to show back up into your account.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.